GA pilots feel the pinch of the 2009 economy. Teledyne Continental has a plan. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The current economic environment has already noticeably reduced general aviation flying in the U.S., and with tough times widely expected to linger, manufacturers will have to create value for customers if we're to keep flying and they're to stay in business. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking today with Rhett Ross, president of Teledyne Continental Motors, about his company's answers to 2009's challenges.
Well, it's that time of year. We've gotten past Christmas, we've gotten past New Year, and we actually have to take on a whole new year. And for those of you who have been watching the economy lately, it ain't such good news. But there's some companies out there fighting for your business, fighting for their right to do the business the best they can, and one of them is Teledyne Continental. We're here with the president of Teledyne Continental, Rhett Ross. And Rhett, you got some good news for us, and frankly, heading into 09, midpoint, we could use all of it that we can get.
Well, thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to you. Appreciate the chance to chat. Yeah, we're trying to do some things to keep the cost of flying in check, and in this environment, that's a tall order, to say the least. Although gas is coming back down, I'm not sure those of us in the flying public have really seen what the drivers in the world have seen. But, you know, we want to make sure that people have a chance to work with their airplanes more and feel like they're getting great value out of them. So one of the things that we're doing today is we're announcing a change in our pricing policy for our engines. And it's a major departure, we believe, from what's been out there historically. But we're bringing our list price down. And in most cases, we're bringing our list price of factory new and rebuilt engines that people might do when they hit TBO by as much as 10%.
Whoa, that's pretty significant.
And that's aimed at realizing that although it's not fully visible, I believe, out there in the public, we have had some success in the last year in trying to improve the company's operations a little bit, trying to make things go smoother, and trying to get some cost structure, and we want to see our customers get some of that back. And so what you'll see is that we've set a flat pricing policy that applies throughout the world. That essentially says it's any engine plus any engine at the distributor net plus up to $1,500. And part of that delta relates to who you go and how the particular company you buy it from deals with you and works out the total engine package.
Well, on behalf of myself, who just bought an SR22 turbo the other day and is now powered by Continental, finally went over to the side here, having been a Lycoming pilot here for a while, and looking forward to the eventual overhaul the way we fly airplanes around here. Thanks. We needed that.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for joining what I call the light side of the world.
Okay.
We think Continental's a doggone good engine and a good brand, and think you'll have great luck with it. You know, again, one of the things that we're trying to do here, and we've started a whole new marketing campaign around this, is identify that we really think buying a new or rebuilt engine from the factory is actually a very good deal for the average aircraft owner. And when you look at it, you know, the benefits of buying a rebuilt engine from us is that unlike an overhauled engine, it is a zero-time logbook, meaning it's treated from the FAA and from your aircraft's value as a brand-new engine. And number two, we're trying to make it very simple. There are no surprises in the pricing. When we say it's distributor net plus no more than $1,500 depending on engine model, we mean that. So what you see is what you get. You're also buying an engine that was built at the factory with our high quality standards, conforms to all of the airworthiness directives and service bulletins. It's built to factory specifications. And one of the things that we're trying to do is we're stocking now popular engines And also, we're affording people, if you know when you think you're going to hit TBO, we're trying to work with you to pre-order your engine so that when you finally bring your plane in, the engine will be there waiting for it, so your turn time drops dramatically. And all of these things, we think, have a great benefit to the flying public.
So it was coming to one end of the hangar, run out, and come out the other end zero time, huh?
If everything's timed correctly, that's the objective. And again, like I said, we will accept pre-orders months and months in advance, all with the idea that you would say, yeah, I fly, you know, on average 20 hours a month, I'm 50 or 60 hours away, so, you know, I'd like my engine to be at my mechanic shop 3 months to the day from now, and it'll be there.
Outstanding. Sounds like quite a plan. But then again, the TCM that we know over the last many months seems to be a lot more aggressive than the TCM of old. What's happening there, Rhett?
Well, we're trying to come into, as we joke around here, we want to come into the 20th century before we get to the 21st, but we really want to come into the 21st century. This is it's a new environment out there. You know, it's an environment fueled by the internet. It's an environment fueled by innovation and change. People are used to swapping technology in you know, months in some cases, and no more than 1 to 2 years in others. It's a place where people can go find pricing just by sending out a query on the internet and get 10 responses back at the same time. It's an environment where there are a lot of startups that want to displace us. And if you're not nimble and entrepreneurial, you're dead. So we've taken on that mantra. We've also gone out and retooled our entire management team. If you came and looked at my management team, it's not the same team that was here a year ago. We've gone out and recognized that we need to understand airframers, so we've hired Johnny Dew, who's as our head of engineering, who's been with Diamond on their Diamond Jet program, with Sinus Waringin on their jet, with Mooney on their piston aircraft, and with Raytheon as well. He brings an airframe side of viewpoint to the business. We've brought in an entire manufacturing team straight out of the automotive sector, including what I consider my coup in hiring Ken Suda as my head of plant operations away from Mercedes. He's brought in a number of aggressive, innovative techniques that are really starting to show benefit on our production floor. And other management in my finance area and in our quality area. And all of this is aimed at helping us recognize that we have to be nimble, aggressive, and have product on the shelf, have product at the customer when they want it, and have new and unique types of product.
We'll be back for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Teledyne Continental's Rhett Ross in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Rhett Ross, president of Teledyne Continental Motors, about the unique challenges facing general aviation and his company in particular in 2009's economy. One of those challenges is a changing competitive scene.
Well, you're in a far more competitive marketplace than you were just a few weeks ago. Obviously, the sale of Superior to the powers overlooking Lycoming has to have you kind of looking over your shoulder a little bit.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than good and open competition. And, you know, it is worrisome to think that Lycoming might step into the market. But, you know, all they would do is potentially fill the void that Superior is leaving. At the same time, we think we can fill that void. There are a lot of customers out there, distributors, FBOs, end users, you know, the aircraft owner, that like Superior. Superior, at least in the short term, is going to be gone, even if their product eventually starts shipping from another party. There's probably 6 months to a year or more before things could get back to normal there. We recognize that any customer not served is a customer that we won't serve for at least another 10 years. So we see this as a great opportunity to meet an immediate need for people that can't get the parts they used to get from Superior, and we're putting programs in place to supply cylinders that Superior used to supply, and also placing orders with our suppliers for common parts like gaskets, rings, pistons, all the little stuff that Superior used to supply to make sure that the marketplace doesn't want. And we're doing that while maintaining a price structure that's competitive. We don't see Superior leaving the market as an immediate opportunity to jack prices across the board.
Hooray. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
No problem. We figure that by doing this, we'll gain customers, hopefully, for life.
Well, you've done a pretty good job over, in particular, last year plus. There's been a strong amount of feedback about an increased recognition on the part of TCM of the customer service role and working individually, both with single customers as well as OEMs. And that's, you know, good on you for that, because at this stage of the game, everything is good, especially when we're going into an industry outlook that is, well, for the next year, probably, possibly more. Not the best we've seen in a while.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the feedback. I still feel that we haven't done enough for either the flying public or the maintenance side or the OEM side. We are not going to rest on even the marginal gains we've made. So if the public hears anything from this, they'll hear that we don't think we've gotten to where we need to be. So we're going to keep working at it. At the same time, you know, the market is very tough right now, and Teledyne or Continental Motors has been here for 104 years. Teledyne has been here for almost 60 now. So, you know, there's good strength behind this division and behind Teledyne, and we think we'll weather the storm very effectively, and we're going to take all the necessary measures to adapt and adjust, but at the same time, down markets like this are a great opportunity to drive improvement and drive competition. So we think we'll be there, and we think we'll continue to improve and hopefully satisfy the customer base.
Well, 09, regardless, should be an interesting year, especially with the Skycatcher taking flight and delivering toward the end of 09.
We're very excited about that. It is, and I can't speak for Cessna, but as far as I understand from everybody, everything's on schedule. Our engines have passed certification, and we're waiting for TBO extensions up northwards of 2,000 hours. And you know, again, that engine has dropped 25 pounds of weight. It's an engine that we're going to sell in the broader marketplace and think it's a great little engine.
25 pounds. Can you teach me to do that, please?
If I can figure out how to do it for myself first.
Oh, sure. Try to keep it all to yourself, why don't you?
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's it's obviously a mixed blessing. We've got a down economy, and dollars are tight, and people are going to be very selective about where they spend their money. But you have the opportunity, of course, with the Skycatcher program of getting people started with Continental, and people tend to stay with what they started with. You know, Cessna, they built a phenomenal business on starting people with Cessna and keeping them in Cessnas all the way up to Citation 10s.
And absolutely.
And hopefully someday Columbuses. But here is an exceptional opportunity in that area. And then within the industry itself, solid pricing, good service, you know, quick turnaround and things of that nature. Boy, that's a great way to keep a customer base.
Well, it is, and it's tough. Even though we're touting our new pricing structure and everything, it's a very tough market, and it's a very expensive hobby and or business efficiency tool. And I do think it is a business efficiency tool. We have several company planes here, and we've started using them more and more for regional activities because they're just phenomenal on how they can help you and your business do these things. But it is, you know, for the regulatory and liability reasons and everything else, an expensive activity any way you look at it. And again, I go back to our opening statement. Our objective is to ensure that we minimize that cost impact as much as possible. And a major focus of our business, along with weathering the storm this year, is to try and bring our costs down so that we can pass some of that back to the customers.
Well, Brad, I'll tell you what. I think it's the right attitude at the right time, even though, remember that old line about best of times and worst of times, and three guesses were where we're at for the moment.
Yep.
But I sure appreciate the thinking behind it, and I'm sure people down the line are going to appreciate the economy.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope everybody, wish everybody the best in 2009. And I think it'll, you know, the old saying goes, what goes up must come down, but the reverse is true. What goes down eventually must come up again. So if we do our jobs right and the new administration does their jobs right, we'll weather this storm and we'll come out stronger on the other side.
Sounds like a plan to me. Brett, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to touching bases with you over the next couple of months, especially since I'm fairly sure we're going to be hearing other news from you in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I think that's true, and I appreciate the time, Jim.
Find out more about Teledyne Continental at www.tcmlink.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Rhett Ross is president of TCM. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.